Venus Williams began puzzling out a plan a couple of years ago. The catalyst was a man looking for work at the two-acre community farm she manages in Milwaukee's Central City.
It was two seasons ago when I was at Alice's Garden gardening, and a man came in and asked if he could do some work for me. And I said, yes, you can do some work. I don't have any money to give you because I don't carry money on me when I'm in the garden.
Instead, she offered the man payment in the form of freshly harvested vegetables. William says she'll never forget the man's response or the expression on his face.
I mean no offense, but I can't take tomatoes home. I just got out of jail. I have a girl. We have two kids. And I can't walk through the door with some tomatoes. I was crushed because I felt like I didn't have anything tangible to offer him. And he was crushed because, again, he felt a rejection.
William's resolve to do something has deeper and more personal roots. Relatives in her hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I have cousins and uncles who are in and out of the prison industrial complex and who are held captive in many ways. And I think for a lot of us, we feel overwhelmed and helpless in what we can do. And so for me, it's very important that I just start with what I am able to do, to begin with 3 to 5 men.
An initial infusion from a Lutheran Food Justice and Education Fund will help Williams build on an already successful initiative at Alice's Garden. The Farmers Training Project blends the basics of how to grow with the skills needed to succeed as an entrepreneur.
It would be a paid training. So already we're investing in their training and then really hoping to spark an interest in specific herbs or vegetables. And if you could imagine your own food product or your own product on the market, what could that look like? And so what it means to not just plant seeds, but to plant hope and to plant an investment in your own future is key to this project.
William's short-term plan is to purchase vacant city land at the corner of 27th and Brown. The area is home to many black men who've served time. Right now, the only thing growing in the lot is scrubby grass, along with a few dandelions and a smattering of trash. Williams sees herbs and vegetables with a greenhouse tucked between.
Our plan has been to start here on the southwest corner this growing season and then to add the southeast corner for the 2015 growing season. Project Return will be one of our biggest partners.
Project Return is a local faith-based group that helps shepherd formerly incarcerated men back into the community.
So we feel like the minute we can begin to turn over soil and literally get this project moving, once we get more official approval from our new alderperson, that we can move forward with this.
William says she's given the alderman a little time to settle in.
But we won't give him much time. He should be expecting a call very soon to set up a meeting.
She dreams of duplicating the model in every district of the city.
We have a lot of vacant lots, and it's a great marriage to be able to transform as many lots as we can into something more viable and hopeful within the city of Milwaukee.
Williams admits to the occasional temptation of just continuing to tend Alice's garden.
But then how would I sleep at night? Because I promise you, within the next few weeks, another man will be at the gate asking me for work. It is a weekly occurrence, if not 4 or 5 times a week.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.